Human rights lawyers and activists in Afghanistan and Australia are calling on the federal government to pay compensation to Afghans who were the alleged victims of war crimes by Australian forces. The call follows the release of last year's Brereton report, which found evidence of 39 alleged unlawful killings of Afghan civilians by Australian Special Forces troops. Last week, Defence released its initial timetable in response to the report. Fiona Nelson is a senior lawyer with the Australian Centre for International Justice.
The Brereton report came out in November of last year and was quite clear that compensation should be paid now, without any delays and without waiting for the establishment of criminal liability, which could take years. Compensation is very important because in some cases, families have lost their breadwinners. And the situation, as we know, in Afghanistan is extremely difficult at the moment, and it's getting worse by the day. The first step is to pay compensation in those cases identified already by the Brereton report. But compensation should also be available to cases that are still coming to light. And so we've written to the government with recommendations for what full and effective reparation for survivors could look like.
Why should Australia be paying money to families when there's been no resolution through the justice system as yet?
The Brereton report made it clear that compensation is morally the right thing to do. It will contribute to the maintenance of goodwill between the nations and restore Australia's standing. International human rights law stipulates that reparation should be provided to victims of gross violations of international human rights law or serious violations of humanitarian law, and that such reparation be adequate, effective, and prompt.
If we're just looking at the Brereton cases, do we have any idea as to how much that would cost?
At the moment, we don't know, and so we're eagerly awaiting the implementation plan to be published by the government. And we also stress the importance of consultation with survivors on the ground.
What do you think the chances are of the money starting to flow?
There are logistical obstacles given how difficult the situation is in Afghanistan and in particular in Oruzgan region. But we are urging the government to put the work in now so that things can move as swiftly as possible. You know, gathering evidence in an international case like this does take time. So it's difficult to say when those cases could be completed.
That's Fiona Nelson from the Australian Centre for International Justice.